Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IVV, November 7, India, Victor, activating the Fokker Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time. Here on this repeater, which is owned and operated by the Fokker Amateur Radio Association, license is W4VA. The repeater uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening has any questions or would like more information, you can see our website at W4VA.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion, Q&A on topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. I thought we'd talk a little bit about field day tonight. Well, actually more of a question and answer type round table discussion. I'll mention that in just a moment. Club meeting, of course, coming up the second Thursday of the month, which is, I believe, the 9th of next month, of June. Yep, 9th. Of course, field day coming up the 25th and 6th. I believe there's a ham fest in Manassas coming up in June also, but forgive me, I don't have the date. Maybe the 18th? I'm sure somebody here, Gil, may be on. I think he's got the information on that. Breakfast, of course, coming up this Saturday. Yes, the 28th. This Saturday over at Wegmans in Gainesville. So if you're available in the morning, come over there and enjoy the company about 8:30 a.m. or so, and look for everybody up on the second floor over in the deli area. Oh, with that, let's go ahead and take check-ins tonight, and then we'll discuss whatever I've got up my sleeve. So if anybody wanting to check into the net tonight, give me a call. This is N7IVV.
This is K1HTV.
W4RKU.
Three, no comment.
W4RKU. KN4SPL.
AK4GG.
KO4QBB.
WV7RAV, no comment.
KO4NLR, checking only.
KO4VAZ, no comment.
KY4OB.
AGE4VA.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo. Okay, I've got W4RKU, and he doubled with somebody, and I didn't get enough of the call on the second person to know who it was. So if I don't call you, call back. KN4SPL, Bob. AK4GG, John. KO4QBB, Lewis. WV7RAV, Randy. KO4NLR, Bree, thanks for stopping by. KO4VNZ, Chuck, same thing. KY4OP, Nick, AG4BA, Alan, nice to hear you tonight. K3FR, Ron, and any other check-ins, call me now.
This is K1HTV.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray, no comment.
I'm sorry, Rich, I have you at the top of the list. I just usually have myself at the top of the list, and I spaced on the color of the wine. So I've got you top of the list there. KF4WYX, Matt, thanks for stopping by. I just thought I would basically throw out the question of what are you planning for field day? Are you planning on stopping by? If so, when? What might you be looking at doing? If you have any questions, if you've never been to a field day, today would be a good day to ask. And so we're just going to do just general discussions, casual discussion about field day topics and questions and plans and dreams and hates and dislikes. So I, of course, will be there. I'll be bringing my satellite gear. I need to do some pre-work to find out who the heck is actually, what satellites are actually operational these days. Because the list has dwindled, and there's actually new ones that I have not researched, so I'll have to look into that, and it would be nice if the satellite passes were at a more reasonable hour. Last year they were they came over before we were set up and operational, and then it wasn't until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning before they came over again. And so it was kind of a challenge for, well, nobody else got to see it. Only one or two people that operated with me. But anyway, so we'll be doing that. And so we'll have the usual collection of stations and whatnot. We're looking forward to that. So anyway, just your thoughts and whatnot on field day. So K1HTV and 7IVB, go ahead.
Hey, Brad, and 7IVB in the net from K1HTV. Good evening, all. Okay, for field day, probably be there Saturday morning, help with the antenna setup, do some CW operating, some digital, head home probably around 8 o'clock after chow, and then got to get up early the next morning, you know, 5 o'clock or so, get ready for the church, and after church we'll swing by, probably being there about 10:15, and spend the rest of the time doing some operating and also help with, this, with the takedown of the gear at 2 o'clock. That's my field day plan. Manassas is coming up June the 4th, Saturday, not Sunday, Saturday, June the 4th. In the previous years, they've been on Sunday, and now they've switched to a Saturday. So June the 4th, Saturday, up in Manassas, and Gil can probably give us the details exactly where it is. I know it's not in the old place. 15 meters was hot tonight. FT4, a lot of Asian stations, Europeans, just a big population of FT4 operators on 15, probably still going on. Switched over to 10, or 12, I should say. 12 was open to Asia, worked a bunch of JAs, a couple Korean stations. Went up to 10, then opened to VK and ZL out in the Pacific. 3D2 RRR was there for a while. He moved back down to 12 meters, so that's what's going on the HF bands. As far as 6 meters, still no European opening, other than working two French stations the first week in May. There's not been an opening to Europe yet, which is kind of unusual. I did work in EA-8, the Canary Islands, 2 days ago. That was it. There have been some stateside openings, but nothing really long haul yet to Europe. I think that covers everything. Yes, that's about it. So back to net control, K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thanks. Yeah, I was on 15 pretty much all day today. I was very surprised at just how heavy it was, and I see that, it's still very busy, and I just popped over to FT4 just now to see what I could scare up, and there's a little bit of activity. So, yeah, it's interesting to see how the bands have been working today. W4RKU, Kevin, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
And 7IBZ, W4RKU, in the net. Good evening, Brad. Nice to see you. To answer the Hamfest question, it's at the Manassas Park Community Center. I believe I have the information on the website under events, where you can, I believe there are directions, or at least you can look at the W4OVH website for directions, but it's the Manassas Park Community Center where it was held the last time. Other than that, got my radio back today. A little disappointed because I didn't get it back in the way I sent it, but that's another thing. Need to add a guy wire tomorrow to the antenna on the roof. So I've been doing more physical stuff than I have actually been doing radio stuff, but past couple of nights, I've been getting to, like, places I've never gotten. You know, like India, Pakistan, a couple of the, like, Kyrgyzstan, you know, a couple of those Russian, span countries, China, and wasn't able to get Thailand, but that was there. I mean, so I think the position of where my antenna is now seems to actually be working better, noticeably better. I'm sure the conditions help, but I think the way I got the antenna now is working pretty good. That's it. Oh, for field day, I'm the CW station captain. go look at the list if there's something you can bring along for any of the stations or help with. Look at the field day organizer under the members area. But stop at the page and see if you can scratch your name in there. I'll turn back to you, Brad, and 7IVZ W4RKU. Back to that.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. K4SPL, Bob, what's your plans for field day, if any? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and all on the net. This is K4SPL. Field day. This will be my third field day to participate in, since it's actually be the fourth, but the third with the group, considering the 2020 field day was, I think everyone was at home as a, anyway, I think everyone was at home that year, so, anywho, looking forward to participating in setting up. Setting up is always a learning experience, especially for new hams, for erecting towers and different types of telescoping masses and guy wires and all that jazz. So it's really a learning experience, especially sitting in on different stations that are in different modes you're not used to dealing with, especially like for me, CW and stuff like that. So that's my plans for field day. Let's see, current activities. The HOA has done their walkthrough for the year, so I'm able to put my telescoping mast back up and get my 40-meter dipole back up. I missed the dipole. Not saying that the vertical is bad, but it is bad. It's bad in all directions, so I guess that's what you get for a vertical. So I'm looking forward to get my dipole back up and running. I'm about 50% getting that thing back up in the air. So anyway, that's all I got. I'll give it back to you, Brad, N7IVB, KN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob, thank you. AK4GG, John. Your thoughts on field day and anything else you've been working on? Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Brad, and the rest of the group. So I've just got another second hand rig here. It's a Yaesu FTM 7250. So I'll be interested to hear any thoughts you might have on the audio quality. The receive seems very good. I haven't quite got the right connector for the power yet, but hopefully it's got enough oomph to transmit that it looks like 40 watts. Should be enough to make the repeater. Field day, I remember last year the food was excellent, so I think I'll arrange to come and eat some of the food. And there's a lot of very dedicated people mounting up competition points. I remember that, so no chance of a look in there. But I remember, I think it was Steve Johnson over on the other side of the paddock. It was quite interesting talking to him and his wife and his son. I'm assuming anyway, that it might be the Steve, that's WD8QCN, if I may be wrong. I probably won't have to make the morning setting up session, but hopefully pop by sometime and lend moral support, if nothing else. So I think that's all about me. It'd be interesting to hear a signal report from this rig now. Back to you, N7IVV, AK4GG.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, signal sounds real good. My sound as good as you ever do on any of the rigs, so good job. Steve and family will actually be joining us again this year with his station. Their station, whatever, the solar station. So we're looking forward to having them again. And we're going to have them a little bit more tightly integrated in with the activities than they were last year. Well, let's see, where are we? KO4QBB, Lewis, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, N7IVB. Yep, this is KO4QBB. I'm going to have to skip this year's event, because I'll be walking my daughter down the aisle, so I chose correctly. Over.
Yes, life's full of little decisions, isn't it? Well, congratulations on that. That's a good thing for all of you. Hope that works out well for the future, and you have a joyous day. Let's see, where are we? WB7RAV, Randy, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
WB7RAV, I'm under another call.
Roger that. We'll come back to you. KY4OP, go ahead, Nick.
7IVV, this is KY4OP. Doing well tonight, and for field day, we'll be bringing out the 4-H ham radio trailer. That will be its maiden voyage, so to say, for taking that trailer out for a community event. So looking forward to that, and trying to encourage some of the kids in the club to maybe make an attempt at their ham radio license there, since we've got the testing set up on Saturday, I believe it was the day that we had testing set up, but I'll verify that before I send it out to them. I've got at least a couple of them that are studying, and their books are about to expire for the technicians pool, because that refreshes in July with a new question pool. So that's it. Made it back safely from the convention. Had a lot of fun out there. Didn't spend too much money. Just some Heliac and a couple HT antennas for myself and Bree. But with that, this is KY4OP. Back to net.
Okay, Nick, very good. I'm glad you had a good time last weekend. Listen, your audio is way low still. I don't know if you need to crank something up on the radio or what. Usually you don't have a problem, but whatever's going on the last couple of weeks, you've been very hard to hear. So anyway, check that out. AQ4BA, Alan, good to hear from you today. How are you tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad. Good evening to everyone on the net. This is AQ4BA down in a very foggy ivy this evening. Visibility's about a quarter mile, and the grass is growing like crazy. Well, I had a really good time at Hamvention, and for LXP and I drove out, and of course two soda activators in a car couldn't go straight to Hamvention without activating a summit on the way, which was fun, and it looked like Hamvention was well attended. I'd never been before, so I don't really have any comparison, but they had a guy from Arizona who's a soda activator give a nice talk, and I met a lot of people who attended who have been chasing me on the summits over the last couple of years, which was fun. Met some folks from Virginia. We had a little, reunion for some people and meet and greet for others who are participating in SOTA. And I guess we had maybe, I didn't count, but I guess about 30-some people there who got together, and the SOTA talk was pretty well attended. And then another talk at one of the forums was the folks who are going to do the de-expedition to Bouvet Island in January. The participants gave the presentation, pretty hilarious, and it was fun to learn about how they're putting that together, leaving on a sailboat in January out of the Falklands, going over to Bouvet, and landing. They got to get ashore in Zodiacs and get their supplies up to their operating zone. One company donated a mile of coax for the effort. They'll be there for a couple weeks. They hope to make 200,000 QSOs, 50,000 unique call signs, and then they'll get back in the boat and wind up over in South Africa. I guess that's the route, that's the prevailing winds for the sailboat. So I'm sure Rich, K1HTV, and others will be listening diligently when they get on the air in January. It should be fun to try. I think I'll try it myself. Not sure what I'm doing for field day yet. Last couple of years, I've been doing summits that morning. I've gotten invited to various field days because of that. Cookout over in the valley. Last couple of years, people kind of just doing their own thing with the whole COVID. So really haven't thought ahead, but I'll probably get out and do some, see what the weather's doing. Back to you, Brad, 73 all around, AT4VA.
Okay, Alan, well, thanks for checking in tonight. Thanks for that report. Glad you had a good weekend. And it's always good to work that soda stuff. We appreciate that. K3FR, Ron, what you up to tonight, and what are your plans, if any, for field day? Go ahead.
Okay, and 7IVV, this is K3FR. Well, my plans, I think I'll be well enough recovered for my treatments that I will be able to again provide the VHF station for W4OVH. Maybe we'll work out for next year with you guys on that and see what we can do there. We've also want to note on the Ham Fest coming up on the 4th of June, as was mentioned. There will also be testing session there. I think you need a email to the OVH people. Of course, the information is on the OVH website, so before OVH.net. And the doors, or gates, I should say, will be open to start setting up the tailgate section at 6:30. That's when that's going to start happening. Of course, talk-in will be on the OVH repeater, 146-97-7. So that's about it, I think. We'll see everybody who's going to be there on Saturday. W7IVV, K3FR.
Okay, Ron, great. Thank you for that. And actually, that reminds me, on Sunday at noon, on Field Day weekend, 26th, there will be a testing session also that day. So Field Day, Sunday at noon, if anybody's listening that needs to or wants to take a test or upgrade. Let's see. KWB7RAV, you back yet? And 7RAVV.
WB7RAV. I don't know what my plans are yet for Field Day. I think I'll be down to help set up and probably help tear down on Sunday. Operating, I don't know what else I've got planned yet. I should say I don't know what I have being planned for me yet, but I should be available for setup and tear down, and I may be able to offer up a generator for the cause. In there too. Other than that, not much else going on. WB7RAV back to net.
Okay, Randy. Well, thanks for that. Hopefully we can see you. I appreciate it. Well, as always, the muscles and whatnot for raising and striking antennas and whatnot is always helpful. Okay, that's the end of our list. Anybody else want to check in tonight or recheck? This is N7IVV. Call now.
K2PI Mobile.
Okay, K2PI, N7IVV, how are you doing tonight, Harv?
How are you? N7IVV in the net from K2PI. Just got back in the car after a little shopping trip here at Walmart. Wanted to say good evening to everyone. Came back from Dayton or Xenia, Hamvention, whatever you want to call it, over the weekend. Went there with two of my daughters, my daughter KN4MLX, Nisi, and my daughter Rachel, who has yet to receive her call, but who passed the technician. At Hamvention. So we now have a three ham family, and I was very happy to have that. My other daughter, Michelle, will be taking the exam in Manassas, I believe. So we may end up with four hams in the family before this summer is over, which would be cool. Didn't buy a ton at Dayton. I bought a few things. I bought an automatic screwdriver tuner for my Tar Heel antenna here on the car, which has been very handy rather than trying to tune that manually as I go along. At least I can memorize some locations where the antenna's in resonance. A few other odds and ends, but went there without any big ticket items and came away within budget. So that's always a good thing going to a Hamfest. Back to net, good to hear everybody. N7IVV, K2PI.
All right, well, great. Sounds like a fun trip, and yeah, it's good that you came in within your budget. That's always a good thing. All right, well, we're going to bring this to a close then, shorten it tonight. This is N7IVV, and this has been the Farah General Service Net, which we hold every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. local time. If anyone has any questions or would like more information, see our website at w4va.org. Or if you have specific questions, you can send an email to farahnet@w4va.org. That's F-A-R-A-N-E-T. At W4BA.org.
Stand by. All right, this is N7IVV, closing the net and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.
N7IVV, KY4OP.
Okay, N7IVV, I can hear you now, Nick.
Thanks, I just wanted to do an audio level check. I honestly thought the 7100 stored the mic levels in the memories, and it apparently does not. So when we had switched the radio over to D-Star on the 7100, you have to bring the mic gain way down, otherwise it distorts. And it did not go back when I pulled up the W4VA memory. So thanks for the heads up on the low volume. I'll make sure and check that moving forward, as long as it's sounding good at the level it's at now.
Yep, sounds great. Sounds perfect.
All right, well, have a good night, and thank you again for running the net. KY4OP. I'll be monitoring for a little bit.
All right. Thanks a lot, N7IVV. W4EO Mobile. Monitoring.